Blackstone Audio presents Obamanomics, How Barack Obama is Bankrupting You and Enriching His Wall Street Friends, Corporate Lobbyists, and Union Bosses, by Timothy P. Carney. The dedication reads, To my old boss, Bob Novak, his country's good servant, and God's first. Foreword. If one asked the average American to describe how big business affects the major policy battles occurring in Washington, D.C., he would probably say that the business community funds armies of well-heeled lobbyists who regularly descend on the Capitol to thwart the progressive agenda of national health care, cap-and-trade climate schemes, and expanded regulations for Wall Street and other industries. This is, after all, the popular perception of the political position of the business community. It is also mistaken. In reality, the typical corporate lobbyist opposes free markets and champions corporatism, an economic system where the government intervenes in the economy for the benefit of certain politically connected business interests. These lobbyists often claim their clients' cause is an exception to their staunch free market principles. My staff refers to these lobbyists as libertarian butts, because they often begin their pitch to us with, I'm a libertarian, but, in this case, government intervention is necessary, because... Of course, the politicians who champion this corporatism never admit they are acting to advance business interests. Instead, they wrap their schemes in the language of charity and compassion for the least among us, even though it is precisely the least among us who will suffer most from the economic damage that will inevitably result from the expansion of the welfare regulatory state. Big spending, big regulating politicians will often denounce the very corporate interests that stand to benefit from the latest government intrusion into the private sphere. The recently passed tobacco legislation provides an excellent example. Lobbyists for the largest tobacco company helped draft the bill and supported it because it largely protected the interests of the industry giant while harming the small tobacco companies that can't afford to spend thousands of dollars on lobbyists. However, anyone who listened to the debate on the bill would have thought this legislation was a legislative death sentence for big tobacco. The myth that big business is a friend of freedom confuses the liberty movement as to just what is the major threat to economic liberty. This confusion reveals itself in the very language used by pro-liberty activists, journalists, and even some scholars. How many times do we hear defenders of the market describe their enemy as socialism? Yet there is no substantial political constituency for socialism, a system where government directly owns and operates business. Instead, the real threat to the free market is corporatism. Exposing the ways big business has worked to undermine liberty.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?